Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you for joining me, as always.
Hey, thanks again, Joe, for having me here. Great to be here.
So we're talking about the recent school board meeting for the Perry School District, and kind of one of the first and biggest things that was on the agenda from the meeting was the Dewey Complex project.
Mm-hmm.
Got an update from Mike Murphy, and yep. Some other stuff going on with this too, correct?
You bet. Well, we're closing in on getting the bids out, so that was the main thing that he came to the board with, is to be able to issue the bids, and those are being formulated, and it's an exciting process because this is when the contractors start to look at the possibility of coming to Perry, or some of our Perry contractors coming to the Dewey Field to start to enhance that area to not only help the school, the kids, but the community. So it's coming down to the wire, and exciting times.
What sort of timeline can we look at for the bid process and then for the construction after?
The bid process will be this. Later on this month, the bids will be let out, and then on February 6th, there will be the meeting in which the sealed bids are open, and then contractors will be determined who is going to be working on what. From there, once Mike Murphy from Larson Engineering knows and picks those folks, then from February 6th to when the frost gets out of the ground, things will get started. And then the goal is starting by April 2nd, April 3rd, I think he had on some of the bid sheets, and then completing it the latter part of August.
Now, one thing that Mike Murphy mentioned was that there's actually going to be two contractors chosen for this project. What separates these two?
Well, the main thing that separates it is you'd have a general that would take care of the plaza, the concession stand, and the whole entrance, the ticket booths, the arch. That will be one. And then there needs to be a separate one for the bleachers and press box. That's kind of just a different set of skills, a different contractor needed for that. So anyway, those are basically the two that we're looking at in this project. We hope that we will get as far as the press box and the additional bleachers, because we have a fundraising group that is full of energy, full of ideas, full of a Blue Jay pride, and we still need to do some fundraising to help complement the generous donations from the Van Kirk family and the matching dollars from the school.
All right. Well, it's a very exciting project, and we all look forward to seeing it come to completion. So next thing I wanted to ask you about is the Wildwood Hills Ranch. This was an opportunity for a partnership, and it was approved, correct?
That is correct. Laura Skeel and Tammy Valine, thank both of these two folks to bring this to my attention and to the board's attention. It's a great opportunity for some of our kids that would normally not have this kind of opportunity to go to the Wildwood Hills Ranch. It's no cost to the district, but what a great opportunity for kids. And that is to be on this ranch-like setting and learning skills, being leaders, being more confident, dealing not only with animals, but also dealing with people and working on the respect for themselves, respect for others, and respect for the animals. And I think the bottom line is when they leave, that they can learn some of those life skills to be able to come back to their home, their school, and be a little bit better leader, a little more confident, and be that better student and productive citizen that we want them to become.
Absolutely. And they also emphasized that there was no cost to the students as well.
And no cost to the students. So it's a win-win. The Wildwood Hills Ranch does a great job of fundraising. They have many donors that have given extensively to the Wildwood Hills Ranch, and that is how this is able to come about. So we're very thankful for this opportunity, thankful for the board in making that commitment, and that is that we have a contract where we will try to have students and recruit some students to go down to this opportunity.
All right. Now, there's a few more things to talk about here, the first of which is a purchase that will help update the district's fleet.
Yes, that's huge. We're going to get Suburban. Troy Griffith, our bus transportation director, has worked diligently on this as well as, you know, the buses that we've been talking about, too. But what this does is it always gives us a more safe and comfortable means of transportation. So our older vehicles needed to leave the fleet, and we're welcoming in some new vehicles. And I guess one at this time. We hope next year we'll get another one. But it's always good to have some new vehicles. So we're excited for that. Our staff and students that use that quite a bit on all the trips that we take, whether it be for the activities, whether it be for workshops, the Suburbans are used extensively. Then we use them throughout the day in taking students to various locations for their educational enrichment. So good news for our vehicle fleet.
All right. One last thing to talk about. It actually didn't have to do with the school board meeting, but it's still an exciting thing. It's a fundraiser that happened last week. Blue Jays Reunite and Remember.
You bet. Well, what a fantastic night that the former Blue Jays, the current Blue Jays, what Mr. Lipovac organized was nothing short of outstanding. The Reunite part was bringing back the 1988 state champion basketball boys team, and there were a few of the members there. We also had Mike Jorgensen, who was an assistant coach at that time, and that was one fantastic team. So that was the Reunite part. The Remember part was for Alzheimer's, and specifically in honor of Tom Schleicher, who was the head coach of the 1988 team. His daughters talked a lot about Tom and the type of person that he is, as well as Frank Howell did a great job of talking about the attributes that Tom brought to the team. And just his respect for the game, his respect for the players, and the ability to get the most out of them and allowing them to be creative. That's one of the things Frank Howell said. He didn't try to control them, but he allowed them to be creative with their basketball abilities and sometimes stay out of the way so that they could be as outstanding as that team was in 1988. $3,000 was raised at that night for Alzheimer's. So great job to the Blue Jays showing your pride, and great job again to our staff in getting that all organized and ready to go. And it was really well attended. There was quite a few people there. And I might add, that was a great Blue Jay victory too. The boys really played well. The girls battled hard too. They didn't win, but did they battle? And it's all about competing. It's all about giving it your best shot. And our Jayettes and Blue Jays were right on top of their game.
Well, Clark Wick, superintendent for Perry Schools, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
No, that's it. Thank you for listening, and make it a great day.
Well, thank you. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.